yet.
I don't usually record that segment.
I'm usually barely conscious for that segment.
So we don't have John or Tom?
No, we got a quorum, though.
Johnny just walked in.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he's down there.
I guess he's here.
Oh, John's here.
Barely. Wow. It's time to start.
Well, they can't have Pizza Hut anymore.
So John, get settled down. Ready, John? Ready? Your meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Here.
Ballinger?
Here.
Edmonds is absent. Srulich?
Here. Need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, September the 21st.
I'll make that motion.
Motion's been made. I have a second.
I'll second.
Any discussion on the minutes of our last meeting? If not, call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yeah.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulich?
Yes. Have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $22,281.55. Economic Development, $174. Police, $17,123.89. Fire, $6,176.08. Street, $5,042.15. Parks, $5,358.25. Public Health and Safety, $1,265.72. Emergency Services, $3,750. Liability Insurance, $350. Audit, $30,000. Garbage Disposal, $1,478.24. Cemetery, $2,915.20. Water Operations, $27,603.49. Sewer Operations, $2,771.83. Water Deposit, $600. Clinton Sanitary District, $63,402.62. Clinton Area Youth Initiative Program, $16.52. Motor Fuel Tax Fund, $92,493.92. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $359,106.21.
Thank you. A motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it. Any discussion on them? Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srulich?
Yes. We've been having some questions on the trick-or-treating this year, so the Illinois Department of Public Health has sent out some guidelines, and we'll post these on our webpage. The, of course, the virus is still spreading, so we need to follow the basic three W's: wash your hands, watch your distance, and wear a mask. Some other guidelines for the trick-or-treating. It says anyone participating in trick-or-treating, including those passing out candy, should maintain 6 feet of social distance and wear a proper face covering. consider leaving the individual wrapped candy spaced apart on a table in the driveway or in front of sidewalks, walkways, or any outdoor space where 6 foot of distance can be maintained. We all know it's going to be dark, so you need to have some lighting visible so nobody gets hurt. Also, a Halloween costume mask is not a substitute for cloth mask. Ensure that breathing is not impaired if you wear a cloth mask underneath the costume mask. If so, disregard the costume mask if you have problems breathing. Another one is trick-or-treat in groups with household members only. The last one is candy collected during the trick-or-treating should not be eaten until after hand washing. That gives some guidelines and alternative to traditional trick-or-treating, which is to set up a large parking lot or other outdoor settings with tables with individual wrapped candy spaced apart, where participants with a parent guardian can parade past while still keeping 6 foot of distance and wearing a face covering. It is suggested to offer reserved time slots to limit everyone showing up at once. That's some guidance for group participation. We'll put this on our web page. The governor's come out with a little more extensive, but you can go on the web page and read his. He tells a little more about haunted house, hay rack rides, pumpkin places where you can go to the pumpkin patch and keep your distance. So we still need to maintain wearing a mask in public places. We just need to observe caution where impossible. Everybody needs to stay safe. We're a small community. We want to keep everything pretty close and safe. Danny, you have anything for streets? Kenny?
Yeah, good. Just a few things. Notice the Center Street project is progressing pretty good. They did the north section today of Center Street milling, and they're supposed to do south tomorrow. Everything going well, they will be laying new black top down on Wednesday. So it's moving along pretty good. The leaf pickup, you know, we got some leaves starting to fall, but it's going to be a couple weeks out yet before we get the vax out on that.
Okay.
And brush pickup is still 2 weeks away. Asking people still not to put it out until a week before. Also on that, November will be the last month that we pick up, the third Monday for the winter. We will not pick up during December, January, February. And unless a storm comes through, then we'll pick up the brush for that. Also, the last day that you can take out to the landfill is the 15th of this month. And we're asking people also, I'm sorry, to go back on Center Street, to avoid Center Street during this time with all the equipment running around and stuff. So, go back to the yard. The yard waste will be open all winter long, depending on weather. So if you got anything during December, January, where you need to get rid of, you can take it out. It'll be open.
Okay.
That's all I've got.
Thank you. John?
Contrary to most popular belief, I'm long-winded and I always have tough meetings. I don't have anything this evening.
Don't have anything. Okay. Public health and safety, Dan, you got anything?
I just did one thing, Roger. Just letting everybody know that the fire truck parade is still on for Wednesday night, and the gathering we have on the downtown will not happen this year due to the COVID, so we will just be taking the trucks on their route and taking them back to the starting and dispersing. Other than that, that's all I have.
Okay, what time does it start? Okay.
It's on the fire department webpage for anybody that would like to see, but I'm pretty sure it's 6.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. Tom's not here this evening. We got one article in unfinished business is our sitcom intergovernmental agreement. We need a motion for that.
Yeah. Motion to approve the intergovernmental agreement between County of DeWitt, City of Clinton, City of Farmer City, and the DeWitt County Emergency Telephone System regarding Combined Communications Center.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay.
Any discussion on the agreement? Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Trulick?
Yes. That ends our meeting. I'll entertain it.
Before we go, I looked and it is 6:30 on the fire truck rate.
Okay, 6:30? Okay. Thank you, Dan. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make that motion.
Second. Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
You know, guys, I've been hesitant to take a picture of everybody and put it on DDN because I don't want people getting mad about the masking stuff. Then I realized something. You guys ain't in here 15 minutes to pass COVID along, so what's it matter?